Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A man was shot and killed at a 7-Eleven in Tacony. Police now have a suspect in custody after there was a standoff at a home nearby. KYW's Tim Jimenez was live earlier from the scene.
That standoff here in Tacony is now over. Police say they took a man into custody. We saw them put the guy, his hands cuffed behind his back, in the back of a police van earlier this morning. It happened maybe an hour ago or so. He had barricaded himself in a home here on Tulip Street. And earlier we saw SWAT officers surrounding the house. Some were yelling at the man to turn himself in and end it. And so how this all happened, we understand that it all ended peacefully, that nothing happened. Officers were fine. They did not get hurt in this. This is blocks away from where the actual shooting took place, inside the 7-Eleven store at Torsdale Avenue and Diston Street. Crime scene investigators are there now. It was after 7 in the morning when police say the suspect shot the man in the head inside the store and killed him. Chris Mullins lives nearby. He says he knew the victim, says he would stop in regularly to play at a slot machine. Mullins says he spoke with the victim's girlfriend and was told that the suspect touched her inappropriately, so the victim fought him to protect her, but then police say the gunman shot and killed the victim. Mullins says he saw then the shooter leave the store and get in his car.
You know, really nervous at first because I didn't know how to react to it, but, you know, you never know. You know, an argument can turn into that.
He says this is typically a safe 7-Eleven. You know, things happen here and there, maybe minor issues, but nothing major like this, nothing especially violent like what happened earlier this morning.
He was our world, and he's never coming back. The family of Temple Police Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald says they're satisfied that his killer, Miles Pfeffer, will never walk out of prison. A jury found Pfeffer guilty of first-degree murder, and he was sentenced to an automatic life in prison. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has reaction from Fitzgerald's family.
Outside the courthouse, the Fitzgerald family spoke of their heartbreak.
Christopher never stopped working that night. He made sure his presence was felt, and he guided them to find who did this to him.
Marissa Fitzgerald, Chris's widow, told Judge Glenn Bronson all the things her children will miss doing with their father as they grow up.
He was the best father, the best husband, the most amazing cop.
His father, Joel, wants people to remember the dedicated model police officer his son was, but also to remember other victims of gun violence.
People are sending a message to folks that would come and hurt somebody like our son, just trying to do his job and just trying to stop people from committing crimes like Miles Pfeffer did.
In addition to life in prison, the judge tacked on 22 and a half to 45 years behind bars for other offenses and said there's no graver offense than murdering a police officer. In Center City, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
They're targeting high-end stores and groups. Law enforcement officials say organized theft rings are a growing problem, but they have new tools to deal with them. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports from the King of Prussia Mall.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday says in the past year, since a law went into effect that gave his office additional resources and significantly increased penalties for organized theft, they've charged more than 40 people with serious crimes and recovered about $2 million in merchandise.
When we talk about organized retail theft, we are not talking about someone snatching a pack of Duracell batteries. These are often swarm-style thefts with groups of individuals who invade a store and move as quickly as they can to steal as much as they can.
Sunday says organized retail theft has climbed significantly, targeting high-end merchandise. And he says law enforcement realizes to stop or slow the number of thefts, they need to target the leaders of the rings.
There are people that are being used by those higher individuals that are making tons of money off of this. Oftentimes, people that are struggling with severe addictions, different mental health issues.
Sunday says King of Prussia Mall is often targeted, as not only is it the largest mall on the East Coast, it also has many high-end stores with easy access to several major highways. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melward, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A 200-foot dragon, pandas, and sea creatures are among the giant lanterns lighting up Franklin Square Park this summer. The Chinese Lantern Festival is back. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
There are more than 1,100 lighted sculptures wrapped in vibrant silk. The lanterns have more movement and more interactive features this year. Ellen Zhang is with Tianyu Arts and Culture, the producers of the Lantern Festival.
We'll have more like engineers try to add more mechanic movement to our lanterns, as well as we have programmers now, so they program games into these lanterns, so you can actually play with it.
One area features underwater scenes.
You can see all different kinds of like sea creatures, octopus, corals.
And I like the crab. I saw the crab.
Also the crab.
He's awesome. He moves.
And the lobster.
There is also a performance zone where the crowd can ooh and ah, the acrobats, jugglers, and face changers, a traditional art form performed in Chinese opera. The show is running now through August. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.